Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, so much fake news, so little timely.
I know it.
Okay, so the Chiron on Fox News is Democrats talk about underperformance in Tennessee House seat. That is fake news. The story, well, the lie, the hoax they're telling, is that massive underperformance by Republicans in this Tennessee House seat. Donald Trump won it by 22 points. And yet we, you know, we just had a Republican, yes, did win it, but only by like 10 points. Mm-hmm. So massive underperformance. Yeah. So, everybody's mad at Trump. They hate Trump. And, yes, they hate Republicans. They're failing. We're going to kick it in the midterms. No, the generic ballot for that district is between 9 and 10 points. What does that mean? If you run a generic Republican and generic Democrat, right, that Republican is going to win between 9 and 10 points exactly as this new member, yep, of Congress just did.
Yep.
Well, but Trump got 22. He won by 22 there. Yes, this is an off election, yeah, in the dead of winter on December 2nd.
Yeah, it's a special election. I, yes, mean, that even further narrows it down.
It's you cannot compare. This, no, is not apples to apples. No. This is a low turnout election where only the most motivated win, and the district ended up exactly as it should have. So if you want to take anything away from this, and look, I ran campaigns. I know how to read a poll. I ran a statewide, learn more from the ones I lost than the ones I won. But I'm here to tell you there is not a story here. This is not a story. The only story you want to take something away is this. This has nothing to do with Trump. Trump pulls Democrat vote like nobody else, an independent vote, truly independent vote, like nobody else in the Republican Party. And when he's not on the ballot, Republicans perform as expected. Not badly, as expected by registration. That's it. That's all you could say. There's no failure here. There's no message here from the electorate. There's no, oh, we don't like Trump. There's none of that. If there is a message, it's that the public distinguishes between Trump and the posers in the GOP who pretend to be pro-MAGA.
Yeah.
But you know, and I've demonstrated to you in so many ways, they're actually undermining the Trump agenda. That's why he has to do everything with executive orders and can't get anything through Congress, and why they are doing absolutely jack right now. We should be codifying all of these executive orders, and the Republicans are doing absolutely nothing. And the public's figured it out. Yeah. That's all it means. So it splits along normal partisan lines. What does this mean? It means when Trump's not on the ballot, we're going to go head and head with the Democrats again. They are not a defeated party. And I've been telling you this for a while. It's just Trump was he could take them on, but the rest of the party has not figured out the formula. So that's where we are.
Nor are they likely to.
No, they don't want to. There's still enough Bush influence, big,
yes,
big open borders,
yeah,
all those tax bills passed during the Bush era, which incentivized moving your business offshore. I mean, the absolute decimation of American sovereignty, all of that stuff. There's still enough of those Bush clubbers in the Republican Party that's why they can't move this stuff. There's good people too, really good people who've come in more recent years, but unfortunately we still got the stalwarts. We just have to wait for them to die off or retire. I mean, that's kind of where we are, and we don't have time for it, unfortunately. But that's what's going on there. Meanwhile, watch this. We are now finding out, actually, the stock market is finding out why it is that evil little elf, Anthony Fauci, got that pardon for old crimes he might have committed going back to 2012. The only other person who got a pardon covering that amount of space was Hunter Biden, who was involved with the same entity, oddly, the Wuhan lab. Mm-hmm. Anthony Fauci was involved with it through funneling money to our worst enemy on earth. I don't know why he's not in prison. And Hunter Biden was involved through the creation of Metabiota, where he got, out of nowhere, $30 million in startup money to fund Metabiota, the only company allowed to do business inside the Wuhan lab, which is weird because it's a Chinese People's Liberation Army military lab. So I don't know what they were doing there. But I have a feeling I'd be really mad about it. Yeah. So both of them, oddly, got pardons from Joe Biden covering almost exactly the same time period.
Gee, I'm sure it's a coincidence.
Totally, I'm sure. No, I'm sure. Yeah, then Anthony Fauci got a full-time security detail of 5 and a government vehicle to ferry him around in for his protection. Wonder what Biden thought he'd have to be protected from.
Yeah, good question, Tara.
Well, stock market found out some of those answers yesterday, and we saw pharma stocks tank yesterday. And this is probably only the beginning. I don't know how much longer Washington Post and New York Times can lie and protect them. When you find out that at least 10 children were killed by that COVID shot in a memo by the top vaccine regulator at the FDA, and that number is likely only the tip of the iceberg, there's probably a lot more, and he wrote it in the memo, oops, that wasn't supposed to be possible. And we actually have the FDA in a memo admitting this shot killed children. Now, you want to know the really bad part about this? And here's the bad part. They didn't release the memo. It leaked. They weren't going to tell us. They were going to let parents walk in there and ask for that shot for their kids. It's not part of the schedule anymore, but it doesn't matter. Pediatricians can still recommend it if they want, and parents can still walk in and get it. They weren't going to tell us. Golly. So if you're reading about this in the New York Times and the Washington Post, they at least didn't black it out. They did report that the memo existed and that it came out, that it leaked, which to me gives it more credibility.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And then they went to their usuals, Peter Hotez, Dr. Peter Marks, Dr. Paul Offit. They're all paid hacks, spokespeople for the pharmaceutical industry, who are like, we want to see the data. Yeah, I do too.
Of course, any other time they'd be criticizing Big Pharma, but you know.
Yeah. According to the memo that leaked, the 10 child deaths from the COVID vaccine, quote, certainly an underestimate due to underreporting an inherent bias in attribution. So, can't wait to find out what those numbers are. In fact, I'd like to know the deaths. Yeah, I don't know, 18 to 35. That'd be cool. I bet those are horrendous. So, the truth is beginning to come out. And yesterday, we saw the beginning of what that looks like with the tanking of the pharmaceutical stocks.
In other words, the money is coming to an end.
Yeah. And this is only the beginning. And I think this is going to get a lot worse for the pharmaceutical industry. My ultimate hope is, and I've been worried about this for a while, that they don't get that mRNA shot out for the flu. Because I know what they're doing. They're trying to get the mRNA shot. Because that's the problem with the COVID vaccine. It's an mRNA shot. There is a reason we've had mRNA technology for years, but never brought it to market. It's too dangerous. And you couldn't get it approved without an emergency use authorization, which said, hey, it was trials, what trials? Hey, just put it in somebody's arm. We'll see how it goes. Well, it didn't go so well for those kids. It didn't go so well. They lied. Bigly. And I can't, I want to know what the number is. I bet it's high. I bet it's really high. Worldwide, probably thousands of children are dead. Now think about what that period was like. We have the FBI censoring anything negative about the COVID shot. We have the CDC flat out lying about it. Remember when they were saying 96% effective, totally safe?
Yeah.
And remember another leaked memo. This was during the Biden administration. Another leaked memo came out. And it was their own internal stuff. And they're talking about, it's not 96% effective. In fact, you're slightly more likely to get COVID if you take it. And they had to get called into CNN Wolf Blitzer, Rochelle Walensky, and explain, well, wait a minute, weren't you on Monday telling me it was 96%? And she's like, I just take it anyway. It doesn't really work and you'll probably get COVID. But hey, the symptoms will be less. Well, yes, because I'll be dead in some cases. So when you look at what's going on online right now, I retweeted some of this morning. The beginning of the end for these companies is coming. It's going to come slowly. The truth always does out, though. Dr. Mary Talley Bowden is out there this morning with Freedom Council. And she tweets, if you were injured by the shots and your provider did not report it to VAERS, that is the federal government tracking system, you can sue. So if you were injured by the shot, someone in your family was killed by the shot, these people are all over the text line. Every time I talk about this, I guarantee I'm going to text line now. It's people all over. My aunt died. My mom died. Everybody, she died next day after shot. It's all over the place. Had a heart attack, blah, blah, blah. And you need to call your doctor and say, did you report my shot injury to VAERS? If they did not, sue them. And that's what you can do. And Freedom Council can help you. Because this is the only way we're going to put this to an end, Lee. Because right now, they are running the trials for the mRNA flu shot. And all of these poor people who get the flu shot every year, they just go to the doctor and say, hey, I want the flu shot. The doctor's going to give them an mRNA shot. If we don't stop it. It's in trial right now. And we got to stop this. We got to have an honest conversation about mRNA because every day people get these in their arm. And it's not good. It's not good. By the way, the other reason those stocks are down, the mRNA shot trials, not going well at all. They have to vaccinate 300 people with that thing to stop one flu case. And the adverse events, which could be anything from, you know, a headache to death, the adverse events, 6 times the number of cases prevented. 6 times. Until now, no, I wrote articles about vaccines, investigative report. No, vaccine like that, get laughed right out of the FDA. Wouldn't it be approved until the Fauci era, which again is why he had to have the blanket criminal pardon covering a decade. And the security team to protect him from the families of those the shot killed. But all that's going to come out. This is the beginning of it. And I love watching those pharma stocks take a beat down because it's only the beginning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.